Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Okay, we're here live in Redmond with Paul Betts, formerly of the Windows Core team, now with Office Labs. And Paul is also the author and inventor of Reactive UI. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here to talk on the podcast.
Great. Well, tell me a little bit about what you do generally for Microsoft and have been doing.
Sure. So I used to be working in kernel and drivers for a group called Windows Serviceability. So hotfixes and updates, right? So, but mostly for OEMs. So, you know, Dell wants to sell their new laptop, but because they have this new mainboard that didn't exist at the time, they need a hotfix for Windows. So that was my old job. And now I work on this group called Office Labs, which is a research group inside Microsoft, working on helping with Office planning to see kind of what's the future of Office, like building out prototypes and researching tough problems with it that Office needs to solve.
And tell me about Reactive UI and how that came about and how your involvement with that came about.
Sure. So Reactive UI came out of kind of my interest in the Reactive extensions for .NET. So the Reactive extensions is this kind of domain agnostic framework. It's really just like it's linked to events is the kind of pithy description. So it allows you to attach event sources such as like regular events or maybe web service calls or asynchronous I/O. And then filter those just like you do with link, right? So you can use select and where, these are the things. And so Reactive extensions isn't tied to anything. It's really a language feature. And so I saw these examples of how people were using Reactive extensions with Silverlight and WPF. I'm a big WPF guy. And they were kind of writing a lot of the same code over and over again. Kind of boilerplate, and then to get to the interesting part of the problem, you had to jump through a bunch of hoops. And so I was like, well, let's get rid of the hoops, right? Let's see what we can do to streamline using the Reactive extensions with the MVVM model view model pattern. So really, Reactive UI is an MVVM framework, just like MVVM Lite or Caliburn Micro or the other ones. But this framework is designed specifically to work with the Reactive extensions, so it makes a lot of things integrating with Reactive extensions easier.
Okay, now we've had a couple shows about Reactive extensions and written some blog postings on, and you've written many blog postings on Reactive extensions, so we won't go too far deeply into that, but I'm intrigued by this merger of Reactive extensions and MVVM Lite. So would your Reactive UI be an alternative to one of the existing libraries? In other words, is it complete enough that I might say, well, rather than using one of the other libraries, I would use this as my MVVM library?
Sure. So it is complete enough that you could, from scratch, decide to use Reactive UI instead of MVVM Lite. It does all the features that MVVM Lite does. Not that Caliburn has some extra features around conventions that Reactive UI doesn't have. So you can think of Reactive UI as a reactive version of MVVM Lite. It has, an I command, and it has a view model object. It has all the basics. But in the newest version, which I just released recently, it actually integrates a little better with existing frameworks. So you can use some of the features of Reactive UI even if your main framework isn't, say, MVVM Lite. So you don't have to buy in like this all or nothing kind of proposition.
So you can use them together, MVVM Lite and Reactive UI.
Exactly.
And do I have to do anything on MVVM Lite side, or how do I indicate which, or can I just call from each framework as I wish to?
Yeah, so it depends. If you want to do certain things, you have to implement an interface. But luckily, there's an object called Make Object Reactive Helper, which basically implements this interface for you. All you got to do is write, maybe 5 lines of boilerplate to kind of wire them together. So you can take existing view models that weren't written in Reactive UI and make them reactive, which is cool because then you can like maybe try out Reactive UI on one of the pages in your application, and you don't have to rewrite the whole thing. You don't have to change every view model object to be a reactive object and change every I command.
So when I think about reactive extensions, the two primary places that I think about using them are to replace event handling with Rx event handling from events, and to replace the asynchronous callback mechanism. Should I be thinking along the same lines with Reactive UI?
Yeah, I think the two really biggest motivators are replacing web service calls and kind of HTTP web requests is one really big use of Reactive extensions and Reactive UI that makes this a lot easier than trying to handle, like, handling one web service request is pretty easy, but when you start getting to, like, how can I run a web service on an array of things, or how can I take that result and then send it to a different web service, right? It's like, it quickly becomes a mess, especially if you want to do error handling correctly, right? Because you have this chain of callbacks, and then somehow if something goes wrong, you have to go back up the chain, and that gets really difficult. And so the Reactive extensions are really good at managing this and handling the error flow. So that's one reason. Another reason is that, so one of the kind of fundamental things I discovered while writing this framework is kind of an exploration, do the Reactive extensions even make sense with MVVM? Like, I didn't know when I started writing it. Maybe it would just be kind of a toy and wouldn't be useful at all. But I found out that it is really useful. So when you first start writing, see a lot of the examples, a lot of them are based on drag-drop and kind of mouse events,
yes,
which is kind of the intro, which is really interesting if you're writing these custom controls, like if you're writing this really complex custom control. But most people are writing applications, and if you're doing MVVM properly, you want to get out of the events handling as soon as possible, right? We want to get into the view model, where we have commands and we have property changes. So once you realize that a property change notification is an event, is something that we can listen to with the Reactive extensions, then suddenly Reactive extensions become way more interesting, because now the Reactive extensions apply to every domain of programming, not just UI. Because you can imagine anytime, anywhere in whatever I'm working on, it that could be useful if I want to see when an object changes. So really, really, the VM part of MVVM is really where Reactive UI is focused, on taking property changes and watching them and saying select where, select, and then taking that and turning it into a new property.
Now, let's just back over that last bit again, because that sounded really important, but not straightforward, which is that you're taking a notify property change, mm-hmm, and turning that notification into a property. Did I understand that?
Yep. So this is the two things that Reactive UI really does. It takes observables, so which are, you can think of like this as a stream of changes. So like iObservable and iEnumerable, they talk about this duality. So like iEnumerable is like a list, and iObservable is almost, you can think of as a list of things that will happen. Like a list of, if I listen long enough, I would have a list of changes, right? Because maybe you know, if I have a text box field, it's going to be empty at first, and then it's going to change to T, and then TH, and then THI, and then THEIS. And if I keep listening long enough, I have a list of changes that ends up being like, this is a test. So I can get a property and then turn it into an observable, where every change to that property is something I can listen to. So in Reactive UI, we have this, one of the really useful methods is called observable per property, and we give it a property name. And then now, every time that property changes, I get told about it. But I could also say, like, observable for property dot where string is not null, right? So I can not just be notified all the time, I can be notified only under certain circumstances. And so that's the really valuable thing about the Reactive extensions, is that I can take, with events, I'm limited to these really primitive change notifications, like mouse move, mouse down, mouse up. With the Reactive extensions, I can say primitive event where, select, and then tell me when this really interesting, complicated thing that means something to me happened. Don't tell me when mouse down, mouse over, mouse up. Tell me when this control got dragged and dropped to this location.
So that's one of the powers of Reactive extensions, but you started down the path of saying the two principal things that Reactive UI builds on top of Reactive extensions, and maybe we could just disentangle what those two things are.
Sure. So the first, like I mentioned, is taking a property in your view model, and then turning that into an observable. So really, you could do this with the reactive extensions if you used observable.from event, right, and listen to property change notification. But then you're using string compares, and it's just getting rid of some boilerplate, right? And so the other thing we can do is take observables and turn them into properties. So you could imagine we have two properties, password and password confirm, right? And these would be in your view model. We could combine those two. We can take those two observables and then say when they're equal, then that's a third observable called like isForm valid, maybe. And then we can take that observable and turn it into a property. So the problem is that WPF and Silverlight don't know how to bind to observables, right? If you bound it to an iObservable, it wouldn't do anything with it, right? We've got to, WPF and Silverlight know how to bind to properties, right? So we want to be able to take that observable and then take whatever the latest value was, and then bind that, let Silverlight bind to that. So we could say it is valid, and then Silverlight can bind to the property is valid. And so Reactive UI has some things to help you do that too.
So Reactive UI is a library. If I want to use Reactive UI, I want to install Reactive extensions and then install the Reactive UI library?
Yep. So NuGet is the best way to do this. So if you go on NuGet and click on Reactive UI, it'll install everything for you. So it'll pull in the Reactive extensions and pull in all the things you need.
And is that for Silverlight and WPF and Windows Phone?
Yeah, so the platforms that it works on is .NET 3.5, .NET 4.0, Silverlight 4, and Windows Phone 7.
And Windows Phone 7, okay. And the installation's through NuGet for all of those.
Yeah. So there's also like a release folder where you can get regular binaries if you don't use NuGet. But NuGet is probably the best way.
Okay. And then if I have a working understanding of reactive extensions, then is using Reactive UI, how would you compare that? Is that about as big as reactive extensions, or it's a small layer on top? Or
I'd say it's a lot smaller than the reactive extensions. Reactive UI is like, once you see kind of the prototypes and view a little bit of the samples, if you already know the reactive extensions, then you'll be like, oh yeah, this will save me time. So it isn't a big jump compared to the reactive extensions, which is this huge, like, you know, Grand Canyon style jump.
But what I'm discovering about the reactive extensions jump is that some of that leap is understanding link really well. That if you walk into that with a really solid, strong understanding of link, reactive extensions isn't quite as intimidating as if you walk in with what I think most of us have, which is a cursory working understanding of link, but not a deep understanding of link.
Yeah, so link has this like feature that I can just pretend that I start with an array and then I end with an array. And if you don't want to learn more about link and like the details of actually how these things work, you don't have to. But reactive extensions doesn't have this like kind of fallback, so you can't think of it as an array of the future, right? And I get another array, right? You kind of really have to understand that this is something that is, you know, an interface, right? It's tough, and it's definitely, it took me a long time to learn it, and took a lot of headbanging against the wall, but it was definitely worth it. Like, you know, just keep trying, and eventually, like, it clicks, and you're like, now I get it. And you can do some really powerful things that are just really difficult to do with other paradigms writing this in regular code. It handles a lot of edge cases and corner cases, especially with asynchronous programming that you wouldn't, maybe you wouldn't notice the first time you ran it, but, you know, as you're writing this large application, you just start hitting all these little corners and edges and ordering problems that are just really frustrating. And so having a framework that handles this in a predictable way is really valuable.
And what's the status of Reactive Extensions? Is that a released product at this point?
Yeah, so it was originally a Dev Labs project, along with things like, I believe, Axum and like Chess, which is a really cool concurrency tester. But now it moved into the ADO.NET hosted by the ADO.NET folks. So it's a real product. You can use it. You can use it in production. And so it's going to be a full fledged Microsoft kind of platform.
And what about Reactive UI? What's the status on that?
Reactive UI is a kind of a project I just do in my spare time. So it's not owned by Microsoft. It's just me type in on weekends. But it's definitely, I think it's fairly well tested and documented. It's not. I try to make it so that it could be usable in even production environments. So I try to make sure that there are no bugs in it.
And people can get Reactive UI, you said, through NuGet. And where would they find the documentation?
Sure. So the kind of like main site is reactiveui.net. And that'll lead you to my blog, where I write a lot of the kind of like, you know, examples and tutorials and how to do these different things. Every function is documented with IntelliSense, so you can dig through the reference kind of things that way. And so, yeah, my blog is the best place to learn about kind of how it works from a feature level.
Okay, great. And we'll be sure to have links to that on the page.
Sure.
So how long have you been working on the Reactive UI?
Maybe 8 months. I finally hit, you know, Anders always describes C# as like V1 was just get it out the door, and then V2 was fix all the things we wanted to do in V1 but didn't get a chance to, and then kind of V3 is when we could come up with really our new cool ideas. And so I think I just hit V2. Like I finally like fixed all the things I wanted to do in V1 and it's solid.